VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Aung San Suu Kyi's career took another dramatic turn on Monday as a court in Myanmar sentenced the ousted leader to 4 years in prison after convicting her of incitement and breaching coronavirus restrictions. Other cases against her are pending. Phil Robertson is the deputy Asia director of New York-based Human Rights Watch.
In our view, really no doubt that she was going to be convicted. The question is just how many years was she going to get? You know, getting four to start with through this mixture of this incitement charge and the charge about public health and COVID regulations, you know, is a pretty bad indication that the more severe charges that are coming against her are going to keep her in prison for a very, very long time.
Which just a year ago, the International League for Democracy won a party landslide victory that would have put her and her party back in office for a second consecutive five-year term. The military seized power from the short-lived Democracy on February the 1st. Democracy is under the gun all over the globe, sometimes literally under the gun, and sometimes literally here in the U.S. as well. There's going to be a virtual summit for democracy coming up that will be hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden. Patsy Wiedekoswara has more from VOA.
An attack on Brazil's election system by its own president. The assassination of the Haitian president. And several coups on the African continent. These are just some of the democratic declines the world has witnessed in 2021. The backdrop of an upcoming virtual gathering hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden on December 9th and 10th, called the Summit for Democracy.
This is an opportunity for leaders to discuss the challenges and opportunities facing democratic governments and how democracies can deliver for their citizens based on the summit pillars of strengthening democracy, defending against authoritarianism, fighting corruption, and promoting respect for human rights.
This is VOA News. China on Monday threatened to take firm countermeasures if the U.S. proceeds with a diplomatic boycott of February's Beijing Winter Olympic Games. Speaking to reporters at a daily briefing, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said such a move would be an outright political provocation. Lijian gave no details on how China would retaliate. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he's considering a boycott under which American athletes would still compete, and an announcement is expected sometime this week. Some South Africa hospital wards are jammed with patients infected with the Omicron coronavirus variant, as President Cyril Ramaphosa urged South Africans on Monday to get vaccinated. In the past week, cases have reached more than 16,000 people, up dramatically from 2,300 last Monday, according to South Africa's National Institute for Communicable Diseases. NICD says the increase in cases in such a short period of time is unprecedented in the trajectory of the pandemic, now in its fourth phase in the country. Authorities in Belarus have failed to release a freelance journalist who has worked for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Belarus service, even though the 10-day jail term he was handed on a controversial hooliganism charge ended on December the 6th. Andrei Kuznetsik was sentenced on November the 26th after a trial in which he refused to accept the guilty verdict. He was being held in Minsk's notorious Akrestina, a detention center, many inmates of which have said that they were tortured there. Programming shifts at Slovenia's public broadcaster could curb critical journalism and benefit the center-right government in next year's election, according to journalists and free press advocates who sense politics behind the moves. The charges adopted by the program council, RTV Slovenia, on November 29th shorten or abolish some main news programs. An American political legend passed away yesterday. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole was 98.
36-year career on Capitol Hill, Kansas Republican Bob Dole was an influential lawmaker.
People want economic reform. They're having a hard time making ends meet.
Dole was the GOP vice presidential candidate in 1976 and ran for president three times, the last in 1996, against a much younger incumbent, Bill Clinton.
My blood pressure is lower and my weight, my cholesterol.
Dole devoted his later years to helping wounded veterans and getting the World War II memorial built on the National Mall. He received a Congressional Gold Medal from President Trump at the start of 2018.
Soldier and a congressman and a leader admired by all.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Joe Palca, VOA.